This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to share something with you that just happened to me right now. And open your ears to me, open your hearts. So a lot of you, as you know, we lost power here in Jersey with the storm that hit us. And we had to leave our home. And then finally, alhamdulillah, we restored electricity again. And the minute I got back home today and I just opened my garage, the electricity went out again. And my kids were very upset. And they're like, you know, why is this happening? We don't like sitting in the dark. There's no water. There's no heat. I was like, you know what, guys? It's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm sure, has a plan. And everything happens for a good reason. And there's always good in everything that happens to us. We just have to be kind of like, you know, patient. And this is dunya. We have to like, you know, understand there's going to be tests and trials. We can't just say, yeah, we believe. But then with the first test, we kind of like say, why this is happening to me? I was like, you know what, let's go get some snacks, get some flashlights, get some water, and, you know, make the best out of the night. And subhanAllah, when I got home, I had opened the garage door. And I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying all these details. And of course, with the electricity gone, I couldn't close it again. And then I got to the car to call my husband, and my phone was dead as well. So we ended up waiting for like 30 minutes in the driveway, waiting for my phone to turn back on. And the kids were getting like really antsy, you know, like, you know, they don't want to be there. They don't want to be sitting in the car. We already had a very long 48 hours, alhamdulillah. And I was like, just, you know, just be patient, inshallah khair, you know. And then finally, alhamdulillah, figured out what to do. And we left and we headed where? To the grocery store. Now, as we get to right across from the grocery store, there's a bus stop. We see this woman, very old woman, coming off the bus with two very heavy bags, like it's a grocery bag or whatever it is. And she's really having such a hard time, you know, trying to walk, trying to carry the things, and no one's stepping up, you know, to help her. And at the same time, like it's in the middle of like rush hour traffic. And I just couldn't, like there was no way I could pull over. And I was like, you know what? We need to like do something. We need to help this lady. So subhanAllah, we pulled over in the grocery parking lot and she had crossed the road there and she put her things down and she was done. She was out of breath. She couldn't lift her bags. So I told the kids, you know, let's just go and ask her if she, you know, if she needed help. And we went over like, you know, ma'am, do you need any help? She's like, yeah. The bus stop driver dropped me way before where I needed to go. This is not where I live. And, you know, I'm like a little bit further down and it's just so cold and the bags are so heavy. I was like, you know, let me just help you. So I helped her, you know, put the stuff in the cart, whatever. And she needed to grab a couple of things. And I was like, you know, let me take you home. I'll drop you home. So she's like, no, it's okay. I was like, no, seriously, we're in no rush to go back home. We don't even have electricity at home anyway, no heat. So subhanAllah, we went in, got our water, and she went and got her stuff. And then we went back, you know, to, you know, drop her home. And then subhanAllah, how it, you know, unfolds from here. And she starts talking to me and telling me, you know, I have a friend that who's a Muslim like you, and she goes to the masjid here. You know, four of my family members, I can't remember if she said her siblings or her kids or what, are Muslims. And she said, you know, I was born into this religion and I'd love to learn more about your religion. But, you know, my friend of mine, you know, I know probably, and I think it's also sometimes that we're busy in life, but she kind of like forgets. She always says she's going to come and take me and, you know, and show me around or whatever. But it just never happened, you know. And I've been through so much in the past 5 months. She lost four very close family members. And subhanAllah, she's telling me this and about the grief she's going through and about how she's about to get evicted and how she's trying to, you know, find a way. She's about to be put in a shelter again and how her health is going down. And my heart is just like, subhanAllah, just weeping inside. The way we were delayed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting, first of all, that the power cuts off on us again, and we get delayed with the garage door being stuck. Just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us cross path with this woman. It just really humbled me. Like, so many times we just don't think or we don't look at the bigger picture, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is just always amazing. You just have to trust and have faith in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the kids not wanting to be there and the discomfort of like being in a cold home and all that stuff and us having to go to get water so we could actually spend another night in the house just to meet this lady, being delayed so that we see her just in the perfect timing, subhanAllah, you know. And, you know, she was like, by the time we got to her home, like there was a Quran CD playing in my car and she's like, you know, this is so beautiful. Where did you get it from? And I was like, you know, just please take it. It's a gift from my mom. She's like, no. And then she wanted to pay me money to, you know, that I dropped her home. And I'm like, absolutely not, you know. So a couple of things I want to share here with you. So she lost her brother. She lost her grandson. She lost her best friend all in a matter of 5 months. She's about to be evicted from her home. And she's just telling me, like, there are days where I just shut my phone and I close my door. I don't answer anybody. I just don't know how to handle the grief anymore. And I'm thinking to myself, subhanAllah, like this is this lady, this elder woman, two streets down from me, and I'm just not aware of it. So many of us guys go around in our lives and we don't even pay attention to those around us. The first thing I want you to share, that I want to share with you or focus on, always trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, right? There's a reason why you are where you are in life. Just submit to that. That's the first thing. The second thing, be aware of those around you. See how you can help those around you. See if somebody's in need. Like, pay attention to your neighbors, to those, you know, in the neighboring neighborhoods or someone who's elder. Ask about people. Talk to them. Don't just distance yourself. I feel so guilty, wallahi, like, knowing that someone has been going through this and I just had no, I had no idea. I probably wasn't paying attention. Why I'm making this video, first of all, to raise awareness about these two things, but most important, I would love to restore this woman's like faith and humanity one more time. She's about to be evicted and her rent is about $1,500 a month. Inshallah, ya Rab, I promise you that I will go to the landlord myself. I want to raise at least 3 months for her and give her a peace of mind. If you would like to participate and just give, even if it's a couple of dollars, and just, you know, bring back faith to this woman, bring back hope to her. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what ethnicity you are. Just let's help her have some sort of peace of mind and give back to our elders, you know. I would love to raise 3 months for her. If you know anyone who's willing to, please share this video with them. I'm going to be sharing my PayPal and my Venmo up on this video, inshallah. And then if you're from the local community here in Central Jersey, please reach out to me. If you'd like to maybe, if you can't, you know, like aid in any financial way, maybe you'd like to give her a call, maybe drop some hot food by her. Maybe, you know, the where she lives is like quite a walk. Like at my age, honestly, I don't think I'd be able to like walk all this distance as at my age. And in this weather, it's just not doable. Maybe if you could maybe get her groceries or take her to the store and take her back when you're doing your local grocery shopping, please reach out and please keep an eye out for those in need. And please share this video as much as you can, inshallah. And hopefully, Ya Rab will be able to help her, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. And may we all be a source of helping others, Ya Rab, whether it's through financially or with just your, you know, with, you know, just by asking or a phone call or just being there for people, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.